This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. When Tom Holmes offered a class in holistic healing using a method called internal family systems, he sometimes had trouble getting his students to visualize the many inner voices or parts that guide us every day of our lives. One of his students, artist Sharon Eckstein, had a solution. Their collaborative effort became Eckstein's Interactive Cards, a deck of 75 illustrated cards, and Holmes' book, Parts Work, an Illustrated Guide to Your Inner Life. So tell me a little bit initially about who you are, a little bit about your background. Let's start with you, Sharon.
I'm an artist, a visual artist. I got an MFA here at Western. I taught here at Western in the art department for about 5 years in the 90s. I went back to school around 2000 to get a degree in psychology. And I was about 49 years old then. And I thought, if I'm going to do this, I have to do it now. And that's when I met Tom. Tom was teaching in the holistic health department, and I was getting certified in holistic health. And one of the assignments that Tom had us do as a class was to draw our subpersonality parts. He was teaching us a new modality in psychotherapy.
Subpersonality.
Yes. It's based on the idea that egos are not unitary, but multiple, multiplicity. And so we have many different parts to ourselves, to our ego, that interfaces with the outer world and the inner world. Yeah, the critic being one of the number one parts.
Oh, mine is loud.
Yes, okay. Okay.
Especially when I'm trying to write something.
It's absolutely. Like, we all deal with that always, always, as an artist and as a writer.
Yeah.
And as a therapist. So anyway, Tom had us do this assignment, and I drew my parts. And I don't know if you want to.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
so I get this assignment all the time, and all of a sudden, these images of these amazing replication of her different of her inner system, and I thought, wow, I'm having a hard time teaching this model without images. And I knew that I had started to use some pictures, and that helped. But I was having a hard time collecting the right ones. And I asked her, would you be willing to make illustrations for me so I can use them in my lectures?
How perfect.
And it completely changed. People could understand this whole model in 5 or 10 minutes. They grasped the basic concepts. Whereas before, when I was talking without the art, it was quite difficult to grasp. So that kind of set us on this journey of using this book, the book here, the Parts Workbook, which has over 100 illustrations in it.
Yeah, in fact, you made it part of the title, Parts Work, an Illustrated Guide to Your Inner Life.
Right, and yeah. I thought when we made it, you know, I got it for my workshops, and I thought we'd sell 500 or 1,000, and I don't know, we sold probably 25 or 30,000 in the United States and another 30,000 in Germany, and it's been translated into Korean and Italian, and now we just have a first volume coming out in Arabic. And I just got a request from a woman, a teacher in Israel. She wants to translate it into Hebrew.
Well, now you're retired and wealthy, eh?
He's not really retired. He's not. He's very active.
Are you still teaching, Tom? Or?
I retired from Western about 10 years ago, and since then I've been doing work internationally teaching this model. And my specialty is the integration of spirituality and this internal systems parts work. And so I do a lot of that work in Germany, and I've been working in Jordan, training psychologists who are working with refugees, and they get this. I mean, the thing about these pictures is because the pictures are so universal, I could, whether I'm teaching in Korea or teaching in Jordan or Germany or the United States, people get it so fast because of the images, because of the art.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I asked Eckstein about the goal of Parts Work.
You think of it as like a conductor leading an orchestra. The another nice thing about parts work, the microcosm, macrocosm, it's not just your inner life, but it is your family. It is your community. Yeah. It is the world stage.
Yeah.
When you can get into self, you understand that there are no bad parts per se. It's parts that have belief systems that are trying to help you survive.
Yeah.
And they're scared. They're scared of being annihilated. They're scared of being reprimanded. And in this modality, you understand what they're trying to achieve. They're trying to protect you. So the critic is trying to protect you. It's working really hard.
Yeah.
But it may be off. It doesn't trust self to lead. And so that's what you want to do. You want to bring it into the circle under self, where it is loved and appreciated, and it's given a new role to play. Because the critic needs to be there. We need to have some sense of discernment.
Yeah.
Not extreme, not polarizing.
Right. The parts can get out of balance.
Yeah.
And it's bringing them back into balance. That's the goal of the work. One of the ways to do that is to become aware of them. First of all, I have a grumpy part. And what's grumpy's job? Well, it's to set these boundaries or to say yes or no in certain situations. With having the images, as soon as you see the image or make an image, you already are in the witnessing place.
So it sounds like that distance, or what you just said, witnessing, that's a key part of
this.
Yes,
it is. Yes. Okay. That's key to have that state of mind in order to come into balance.
Yeah.
I mean, I may look at grumpy and then I say, well, that's a stupid thing. You're supposed to be a really nice person. You're a psychotherapist, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And so that's another part, though. That's my, you know, my
judger
part. So I have to separate that guy out and say, okay, thanks, judger. I understand, you know, that this guy does create some pain in the world for people.
Yeah. You've got issues with grumpy, I can tell.
Yeah, actually, he's my favorite part.
That's fun. And what about exiled parts?
The exiled parts, you might think of them as coming from extremely traumatized events in your life. They're too painful to acknowledge.
And so because of that, they're pushed down in the basement.
Oh,
they're
kind
of exiled from the consciousness. And the problem is that certain events happen that cause them to come up, and we feel flooded with those feelings again. So let's say it was a feeling of being left or abandoned, and all of a sudden something happens in our life where we feel rejected or someone important has left us. Then all of a sudden those feelings come up into the everyday consciousness and flood our system. So part of the process of the inner work is to get a stable, centered place in the witnessing place, and then to work with helping these traumatized parts to heal.
And also, this is a good point to mention what the firefighter's role is. And the firefighter is the one who will try to quell those exaggerated emotions.
Yeah.
To keep you from feeling the pain, numb you down.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
do that by flooding our system, either like with drugs or alcohol or other kinds of things that just eating, that just keep us from having to be aware. But it's obviously a temporary solution.
Yeah,
eventually, the awareness comes back, and you can't stay high all the time, or if you do, it's a major problem.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist and therapist Sharon Eckstein and Tom Holmes, a therapist and author of Parts Work, an illustrated guide to your inner life. You can see Eckstein's illustrations at interactivecards.com. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.